Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And on today's episode, wanted to grade the Phillies offseason because, frankly, some of the reaction I'm hearing once again to this offseason is just absolutely insane in my mind. I mean, not to call out, you know, our coworkers here at WIP, you know, a lot of smart baseball minds here, but like James Seltzer gave the offseason an F. And Devin Caney gave the offseason an F- after they didn't get Harrison Bader. And I'm just like, that is totally insane. You cannot, like, an F or an F- would be an offseason where they didn't re-sign Kyle Schwarber and, like, they traded away the entire team. Like, they didn't bring back Schwarber and they didn't have a catcher at this point. Like, I'm not super stoked about Realmuto either, but at least they still have him. Like, they probably get a C- for the offseason. Even if you just want, like, I think a C is, they still brought back Kyle Schwarber. There has to be some level of credit for that. And they, like, some level of credit for that. They at least got Realmuto. It's like whoop-de-doo. And they got their bullpen better. I don't know how you, an F minus would literally be like every aspect of the team got worse. And I just don't, continues to drive me nuts. I simply do not understand this mindset of like that the offseason could not have been any worse. Why? Because they were on Bobichet, they didn't get him back? Because, I don't know, I guess you're bummed that, you know, you wanted something different than Realmuto, you wanted a trade for Bohm or Stott. Like, it just wasn't gonna, you wanted Harrison Bader back? Like, when did Harrison Bader was a nice player, but he got overrated because the couple of months he had here. Like, I just don't understand this mindset of giving them an F at all. And I think it's completely overreactionary. Seltzer's reasoning for it was because they didn't get closer to the Dodgers, therefore it's an F. Okay, then the grading scale is they get an A or an F. Or an A if they got closer, an F if they didn't. Like, there's no such thing as a B, C, or D. You can't bring back Kyle Schwarber and give him an F. You just cannot do it. That guy, we spent far too much time doing the re-sign Schwarbs thing. You know, go bring him back. You know, runner-up for NL MVP, 56 home runs. You simply cannot tell me that that doesn't matter. Like, the season ended and he was not on the Phillies. He had to be brought back. They have an inside track at bringing him back. Yes, but they still forked, like, that was everyone's number one priority and they did it. That automatically gives them like a passing grade in my mind. Okay. Like, they pass. It might not be like top of the class, but they pass. Right. And they got the Realmuto deal done begrudgingly. And this is kind of the offseason I expected. Nothing over the top and nothing, you know, in the tubes either. They get a C. They get a C for the offseason. I think it's an incredibly fair grade to give them. I think they get an F mindset is completely ludicrous. And I want to know where you stand. So, like, you know, send me a tweet at Dan_Wilson4. Reply in the comments here. I would friggin' love to know where people stand on this because it is insane. And I can't believe how many people agreed with it. That's what really bugs me. So many people think it truly is an F or an F minus. That really bothers me. I want to know where you stand. I feel like I'm about to give out the phone number. I want to know where you stand in the comments, in the replies of this thing. I cannot get on board with it. I think it's totally, you're a really tough grader. You just have a flat out, and I heard Joe DeCamera say this to James Seltzer, you have a flat out different grading scale than I do if you're giving them an F or an F minus. You simply do, and that is not a line of thinking I can get on board with. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And on today's episode, wanted to grade the Phillies offseason because, frankly, some of the reaction I'm hearing once again to this offseason is just absolutely insane in my mind. I mean, not to call out, you know, our coworkers here at WIP, you know, a lot of smart baseball minds here, but like James Seltzer gave the offseason an F and Devin Caney gave the offseason an F- after they didn't get Harrison Bader. And I'm just like, that is totally insane. You cannot, like, an F or an F- would be an offseason where they didn't re-sign Kyle Schwarber and, like, they traded away the entire team. Like, they didn't bring back Schwarber and they didn't have a catcher at this point. Like, I'm not super stoked about Realmuto either, but at least they still have him. Like, they probably get a C- for the offseason. even if you just want, like, I think a C is, they still brought back Kyle Schwarber. There has to be some level of credit for that. And they, like, some level of credit for that. They at least got Real Muto. It's like whoop-de-doo. And they got their bullpen better. I don't know how you, an F minus would literally be like every aspect of the team got worse. And I just don't, it continues to drive me nuts. I simply do not understand this mindset of like that the offseason could not have been any worse. Why? Because they were on Bobichet, they didn't get him back? Because, I don't know, I guess you're bummed that, you know, you wanted something different than Real Muto. You wanted a trade for Bohm or Stott. Like, just wasn't good. You wanted Harrison Bader back. Like, when did Harrison Bader was a nice player, but he got overrated because the couple of months he had here. Like, I just don't understand this mindset of giving them an F at all. And I think it's completely overreactionary. Seltzer's reasoning for it was because they didn't get closer to the Dodgers, therefore it's an F. Okay, then the grading scale is they get an A or an F. Or an A if they got closer, an F if they didn't. Like, that's... There's no such thing as a B, C, or D. You can't bring back Kyle Schwarber and give him an F. You just cannot do it. That guy, we spent far too much time doing the re-sign Schwarbs thing. You know, go bring him back. You know, runner-up for NL MVP, 56 home runs. You simply cannot tell me that doesn't matter. Like, the season ended and he was not on the Phillies. He had to be brought back. They have an inside track at bringing him back. Yes, but they still... Like, that was everyone's number one priority, and they did it. That automatically gives them, like, a passing grade in my mind. Okay? Like, they pass. It might not be, like, top of the class, but they pass. Right? And they got the Real Muto deal done begrudgingly. And this is kind of the offseason I expected. Nothing over the top and nothing, you know, in the tubes either. They get a C. They get a C for the offseason. I think it's an incredibly fair grade to give them. I think they get an F mindset is completely ludicrous. And I want to know where you stand. So, like, you know, send me a tweet at Dan_Wilson4. Reply in the comments here. I would friggin' love to know where people stand on this because it is insane. And I can't believe how many people agreed with it. That's what really bugs me. So many people think it truly is an F or an F minus. That really bothers me. I want to know where you stand. I feel like I'm about to give out the phone number. I want to know where you stand in the comments, in the replies of this thing. I cannot get on board with it. I think it's totally, you're a really tough grader. You just have a flat out, and I heard Joe DeCamera say this to James Seltzer, you have a flat out different grading scale than I do if you're giving them an F or an F minus. You simply do, and that is not a line of thinking I can get on board with. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and on today's episode, wanted to grade the Phillies offseason because, frankly, some of the reaction I'm hearing once again to this offseason is just absolutely insane in my mind. I mean, not to call out, you know, our coworkers here at WIP, you know, a lot of smart baseball minds here, but, like, James Seltzer gave the offseason an F, and Devin Caney gave the offseason an F- after they didn't get Harrison Bader. And I'm just like, that is totally insane. You cannot, like, an F or an F minus would be an offseason where they didn't re-sign Kyle Schwarber and, like, they traded away the entire team. Like, if they didn't bring back Schwarber and they didn't have a catcher at this point, like, I'm not super stoked about Real Muto either, but at least they still have him. Like, they probably get a C minus for the offseason. Even if you just want, like, I think a C is, they still brought back Kyle Schwarber. There has to be some level of credit for that. And they, like, some level of credit for that. They at least got Real Muto. It's like whoop-de-doo. And they got their bullpen better. I don't know how you, an F minus would literally be like every aspect of the team got worse. And I just don't, it continues to drive me nuts. I simply do not understand this mindset of, like, that the offseason could not have been any worse. Why? Because they were on Bobichet, they didn't get him back? Because, I don't know, I guess you're bummed that, you know, you wanted something different than Real Muto, you wanted a trade for Bohm or Stott. Like, just wasn't good. You wanted Harrison Bader back? Like, when did Harrison Bader was a nice player, but he got overrated because the couple of months he had here. Like, I just don't understand this mindset of giving them an F at all. And I think it's completely overreactionary. Seltzer's reasoning for it was because they didn't get closer to the Dodgers, therefore it's an F. Okay, then the grading scale is they get an A or an F. Or an A if they got closer, an F if they didn't. Like, that's there's no such thing as a B, C, or D. You can't bring back Kyle Schwarber and give him an F. You just cannot do it. That guy, we spent far too much time doing the re-sign Schwarbs thing. You know, go bring him back. Runner-up for NL MVP, 56 home runs. You simply cannot tell me that doesn't matter. Like, the season ended and he was not on the Phillies. He had to be brought back. They have an inside track and bringing him back, yes, but they still forked, like, that was everyone's number one priority and they did it. That automatically gives them like a passing grade in my mind. Okay, like, they pass. It might not be like top of the class, but they pass, right? And they got the Romuto deal done begrudgingly. And this is kind of the offseason I expected. Nothing over the top and nothing, you know, in the tubes either. They get a C. They get a C for the offseason. I think it's an incredibly fair grade to give them. I think they get an F mindset is completely ludicrous. And I want to know where you stand. So, like, you know, send me a tweet at Dan_Wilson4. Reply in the comments here. I would friggin' love to know where people stand on this, because it is insane. And I can't believe how many people agreed with it. That's what really bugs me. So many people think it truly is an F or an F minus. That really bothers me. I want to know where you stand. I feel like I'm about to give out the phone number. I want to know where you stand in the comments, in the replies of this thing. I cannot get on board with it. I think it's totally, you're a really tough grader. You just have a flat out, and I heard Joe DeCamera say this to James Seltzer, you have a flat out different grading scale than I do. If you're giving them an F or an F minus, you simply do. And that is not a line of thinking I can get on board with. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And on today's episode, wanted to grade the Phillies offseason because, frankly, some of the reaction I'm hearing once again to this offseason is just absolutely insane in my mind. I mean, not to call out, you know, our coworkers here at WIP, you know, a lot of smart baseball minds here, but James Seltzer gave the offseason an F, and Devin Caney gave the offseason an F minus after they didn't get Harrison Bader. And I'm just like, that is totally insane. You cannot, like, an F or an F minus would be an offseason where they didn't re-sign Kyle Schwarber and, like, they traded away the entire team. Like, if they didn't bring back Schwarber and they didn't have a catcher at this point, like, I'm not super stoked about Romuto either, but at least they still have him. Like, they probably get a C minus for the offseason. Even if you just want, like, I think a C is, they still brought back Kyle Schwarber. There has to be some level of credit for that. And they, like, some level of credit for that. They at least got Realmuto. It's like whoop-de-doo. And they got their bullpen better. I don't know how you, an F minus would literally be like every aspect of the team got worse. And I just don't, it continues to drive me nuts. I simply do not understand this mindset of, like, that the offseason could not have been any worse. Why? Because they were on Bo Bichette. They didn't get him back because, I don't know, I guess you're bummed that, you know, you wanted something different than Realmuto. You wanted a trade for Bohm or Stott. Like, it just wasn't good. You wanted Harrison Bader back. Like, when did Harrison Bader was a nice player, but he got overrated because the couple of months he had here. Like, I just don't understand this mindset of giving them an F at all. And I think it's completely overreactionary. Seltzer's reasoning for it was because they didn't get closer to the Dodgers, therefore it's an F. Okay, then the grading scale is they get an A or an F. Or an A if they got closer, an F if they didn't. Like, that's there's no such thing as a B, C, or D. You can't bring back Kyle Schwarber and give him an F. You just cannot do it. That guy, we spent far too much time doing the re-sign Schwarbs thing. You know, go bring him back. Runner-up for NL MVP, 56 home runs. You simply cannot tell me that doesn't matter. Like, the season ended and he was not on the Phillies. He had to be brought back. They have an inside track and bringing him back, yes, but they still forked, like, that was everyone's number one priority and they did it. That automatically gives them like a passing grade in my mind. Okay. Like, they pass. It might not be like top of the class, but they pass. Right. And they got the Romuto deal done begrudgingly. And this is kind of the offseason I expected. Nothing over the top and nothing, you know, in the tubes either. They get a C. They get a C for the offseason. I think it's an incredibly fair grade to give them. I think they get an F mindset is completely ludicrous. And I want to know where you stand. So, like, you know, send me a tweet at Dan_Wilson4. Reply in the comments here. I would friggin' love to know where people stand on this, because it is insane. And I can't believe how many people agreed with it. That's what really bugs me. So many people think it truly is an F minus. That really bothers me. I want to know where you stand. I feel like I'm about to give out the phone number. I want to know where you stand in the comments, in the replies of this thing. I cannot get on board with it. I think it's totally, you're a really tough grader. You just have a flat out, and I heard Joe DeCamera say this to James Seltzer, you have a flat out different grading scale than I do. If you're giving them an F or an F minus, you simply do. And that is not a line of thinking I can get on board with.